Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mike Bazzelli, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Hello.
Oh, no, it's nice to be having a Berg Vivant martini with you. It's been a while since you and I have sat down for one of your magnificent reviews. And what will you be sharing with us today?
Tomorrow.
Today.
No, but tomorrow.
Is the name of the show.
Yes, so the name of the show is Tomorrow. It's a quantum theater production. And it is at the Rodolph Shalom on Fifth Avenue in Oakland.
Very good.
A gorgeous space for the show, actually. And I need to say some things about this show.
I should hope so. That's why we're here.
Yes, but it's not your typical play. It's an immersive experience.
Ooh.
I know. Well, check this out. I'm trying to do this without doing too many spoilers because, you know, I hate spoilers.
I know.
I want people to come out to the show because it was excellent. But what happens is there are several performers in the show, and the performers are performing in different rooms of the show. And you follow an actor or a character around and learn their storyline.
So you have a choice with it was what actor you follow.
Yeah, it's choose your own adventure.
Oh, I remember those.
It's choose your own adventure, but it's a play.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I followed the character of Amelia, who's played by Rachel McKean. Rachel McKean, terrific actress. I really loved her. She was the lower maid, like the regular man. She had a lot going on. She had several affairs going on in the building.
Oh, busy gal.
And she was a busy, busy girl. And I followed her for the first act. In the second act, well, before the second act, there was a sit-down dinner.
Wow.
Provided this time by E2, which is a restaurant in Highland Park. But they are rotating the restaurant, several other restaurants. You can go on the website, Quantum Theater website, and see which restaurant is there the night you choose to see the show. I'm going to go back because I got part of a story. I got a full storyline. I got the character of Amelia and where she ends up. There are characters I didn't really see that much because they were in different parts of the house. And everybody had a scene together, but I kind of switched characters. I followed Amelia for the first act. In the second act, I followed Mario, played by Thomas Constantine Moore, mainly because he was having an argument with somebody in his room and when Amelia came in, and then Amelia went out, and we were supposed to follow her, and some people did. The people from my regular group went after her. I stayed with the argument. I wanted to see what was going on. And what
wow,
was
so you have the freedom to do that. Then you could switch from character to character. It's a very interesting structure for a night of theater.
Yes. The play is written in tracks.
Mm.
So there's an A track, a B track, a C track, and they intersect. The characters all do intersect at different points. I plan to go back and follow a different character. It's going to be really hard because I really fell in love with Rachel and Thomas, Mario and Amelia, the characters, and because they were terrific actors. there are some other great people in this show, but I didn't really see a lot of them. Tammy Tsai is in this show, and she's a phenomenal actress. We've seen her in other things. But she breathes in and out of the scenes that I'm in.
But you could have followed her character. I could have followed her. And you'd have seen her all night.
I would have seen her all night.
So the one thing to be said for this show, then, is it really has replay value.
Yes.
I mean, you're telling me you're compelled to see it again.
I'm compelled to see it again. Follow a different character.
Now, do you still get story?
There is a full through plot line.
So what can you tell us about the story without really giving anything away?
Well, honestly, it is all based on a true story. Something that happened.
That time that these people had 50 audience members following them through a house. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. And then they had dinner in between. It was real wacky.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really weird because it's like you pay to be a stalker for a night, really.
I've done it for free. So
I did everything but go through their garbage, basically. I felt intimate connections to Amelia and Mario.
Very good.
And saw most of them nearly naked.
But the story is a true story.
The true story is based in an Italian villa, and it is run by, the villa is, I don't know because he's not in the scenes. Oh, they call him the Commandante, and he's a poet in fascist Italy, and he's being kept in Italy by Il Duce, Mussolini.
So they exiled, because then once they entered the war, people were for or against.
Quarantined in his villa. Not a bad place if you got to be quarantined, basically. But, I mean, he can come and go as free as he pleases. He just can't leave Italy. And a spy tries to get him out of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, in his home, he has the El Capitan staying in his house. I don't want to get this wrong. Hold on. Roberto Turano, I can't pronounce, plays Aldo Fenzi, who is I don't know what the Italian equivalent of the Gestapo is. Like the fascist police guy. He's writing down everything.
The Gestapo!
He's writing every...
I don't think that's it, though. I can't back that up.
He's writing down everything that's going on. Who's sleeping with who? What's going on? He knows the deal. I should have followed him. We would have gotten everything.
Well, if you're going again, you can.
Maybe I will. Yeah. He's not a nice guy. He's an excellent actor. His character is not so nice. I'd be kind of intimidated following that guy around.
Well, you know, I usually
ask tries to do nasty things to my Amelia.
Well, yeah, I usually ask, what are the, top reasons to see the show? And clearly our play, I mean, you're going again.
Yes.
So I think it's clear that, one reason to see it is that it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving. And you as an audience member, I think, really get
you to... You feel really engaged. Yeah. You feel really part of the structure. Wear your Fitbit, because Amelia flies about that house where she's going up and down stairs. There are some characters that do less, like some of the upper class people do less running around. They stay in rooms and if you have a broken leg, follow somebody with less of a busy storyline. But at the second act, I'm following the chauffeur Mario, Thomas Constantine Moore, and he runs up the staircase. And he gets into the bedroom to confront the Commandante. And I'm in the background going, through the whole scene. Because we just ran up like two flights of stairs after having pasta from E2, which was
delicious. Oh, because you were exhausted. I thought maybe you were making that sound because you were so stunned by what was happening. You were moved.
No, I was.
Well, you were moved up the stairs too fast.
I moved up the stairs too fast. I've chased after this dude. We were really, it was a very frenetic
So
activity.
In addition to that unique structure and the manner in which the audience participates, what are the standouts? What are the reasons to see this show?
Oh, terrific acting. There's a nice thing when you sit around the table with other people during intermission, We sit down and have a dinner. You sit with a bunch of other people, and you find out other bits of the story from other people. What's going on in other sections of the house? Who loves who? What's why? What's going on? Is the political intrigue? And it gave us a bonding. I got a bonding experience with the people I sat at the table with. I had a good group of people.
Good. Keep in touch?
Not yet. I got some, you know, it's too early to call.
Oh, well.
3-day waiting period.
Yeah. You don't want to, you want to save face a little bit. You don't want to look over anxious. I understand.
Exactly.
Well, good luck with that.
So interactivity, fun, frenetic show, excellent acting. Can't wait to see it again. And I give a lot of credit to Carla Boos, artistic director over there, for, you know, picking some of these wacky, wild things that you pick. It's always an event. Quantum theater is always an event. It's not just go sit down in the theater, see what's going on, okay. It's an event, a memorable experience. So I recommend everybody. I really want, if you see one play this year, this is the one I suggest that people see.
Well, hopefully they'll see plenty.
Well, hopefully they'll see plenty. But I really would love them to see Quantum's play Tamara.
Perhaps tomorrow.
It's running for a while, so good chance to see it again.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.